Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the story of Manoah's wife, a barren woman visited by an angel who prophesied her conception. Today's Bible passage is from Judges chapter 13, verses 2 to 4. There was a certain man from Zorah, of the clan of the Danites, whose name was Manoah. His wife was barren and had borne no children. An angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "Though you are barren and have had no children, you will conceive and bear a son. Now then, be careful to drink no wine or beer and to eat nothing unclean."
So, check out this crazy story. It's about this guy named Manoah and his wife who couldn't have kids. Man, that must have been tough for them, you know? Wanting to start a family but facing that hurdle. Well, one day out of the blue, an angel of the Lord shows up to Manoah's wife. And guess what this angel says? "Hold on to your seat, my friend, because this is mind-blowing." The angel tells her not to worry about being barren anymore because she's going to have a baby. Yeah, you heard it right, a baby. But wait, there's more. The angel also gives her some instructions. Think of it as a little guidebook on how to take care of herself during the pregnancy. The angel tells her to steer clear of wine and beer and to avoid eating anything unclean. You know, just to keep things in check and make sure everything goes smoothly. Now let's shift gears for a moment and talk about the Israelites. These guys had a serious case of king envy. They looked around at other nations and saw that they had kings and they were like, "Hey, we want one too." But here's the kicker. God had a different plan in mind. Instead of giving them a king, he gave them judges. These judges were like real-life superheroes, swooping in to save Israel from their enemies. It was a whole cycle of sin, idolatry, and judgment, and they just couldn't seem to break free from it. But now, let's fast forward to a different story, the epic tale of Samson. Even before this dude was born, God had big plans for him. I mean, like, really big plans. God spelled out his destiny and his connection to the Philistines right from the get-go. It's like God had this master plan all along, you know? And here's the cool part, my friend. This whole idea of God granting a child to save the Israelites is actually a foreshadowing of another famous birth. Yeah, you heard it right. In the first book of Samuel, there's a similar story. A woman who was previously barren rises up and gives birth to a child who is dedicated to serving in the temple. Pretty fascinating how these stories connect and weave together, huh? So, make sure to keep this story in mind as you dive into other biblical narratives. You might start noticing some connections and themes that'll blow your mind. It's always mind-boggling to explore how these stories intertwine and shape our understanding of faith and life. I mean, who would have thought that a seemingly simple story about a barren woman giving birth would have such profound implications? But hey, that's the beauty of the Bible, my friend. It's full of surprises and hidden gems just waiting to be discovered. So stay curious and keep exploring. You never know what you'll uncover next.
Let's close with a prayer. Loving Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude for the incredible stories of your faithfulness and providence recorded in the Scriptures. Thank you for the reminder that you are the God of miracles, capable of bringing forth life even in the midst of barrenness. Lord, we lift up to you all those who are facing challenges similar to Manoah and his wife, longing for the blessing of children. Grant them comfort, strength, and perseverance as they trust in your perfect timing and plan for their lives. Thank you for the guidance and instructions you provide us through your word, just as the angel instructed Manoah's wife. Help us to heed your wisdom and follow your commands, knowing that they lead to abundant life and blessing. We also pray for insight and understanding as we explore the interconnectedness of your word and the depth of your divine plan, as demonstrated through the stories of the Israelites and the birth of Samson. May we be inspired to delve deeper into your word, uncovering the hidden treasures of truth and revelation. Lord, keep our hearts open and curious, eager to discover the profound implications of your word in our lives. Help us to approach your word with humility and reverence, knowing that it holds the key to wisdom and understanding. Guide us, O Lord, as we continue to explore the richness of your word and discover the beauty of your divine plan woven throughout its pages. May your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Goodbye. May blessings accompany you on your journey, guiding you with light and wisdom every step of the way. If you found our conversation insightful or uplifting, feel free to share it with others who might benefit from its message. Wishing you peace, joy, and fulfillment in all your endeavors. Take care, and may you continue to spread kindness and God's love wherever you go.